This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The previous hour, we talked about banana republic that is America, but part of what we've been doing here as Americans under Biden is financing the cover-up, if you will, of the Biden family and what they've been doing. And Ukraine's a perfect example. We alluded to it earlier when I talked about Ukraine. The equivalent of their Supreme Court judge, the top judge, getting a $2.7 million bribe. And there's more to the story. And the thing that gets me is we've got this whole thing being built here in America about Ukraine. People putting a flag up and talking about the war and we got to help them and all this stuff. And maybe we do. I don't have an answer for that. It's above my pay grade. But I do know this. I trust nothing this government does. So if they back Ukraine, I have to ask myself why. These are the same people that back Biden. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know how to pronounce these people's names, but the equivalent of the U.S.'s Supreme Court justice, it looks like it's Kinyazev, elected to the position October of 2021 in a time of reform, folks. He's been removed by special session of other judges with a no-confidence vote. Why can't we do that here? We were watching this show, Narcos. I keep talking about it, and I don't know if you know this, but their attorney general has no direct report to the president. So he, in effect, or she, has as much power when it comes to justice as the president. I just learned this in Narcos, that the president does not appoint their attorney general. He's an elected person, and it keeps it separate. Quite frankly, I think that's what we should do. Because look at what Merrick Garland is doing. He's running interference for Biden. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because what I'm telling you is, as bad as we can talk about corruption in Africa, we can talk about corruption, which, by the way, it's huge. There's not a country in Africa that isn't run on just flat-out greed and corruption. Payola. But I will tell you, it is far worse here. As bad as we look at Ukraine, I say to myself, watch the wheels of justice turning in this country against this crooked family that sits in the White House and is protected by the world's most amazing, you know, anti-spy organizations, anti-whatever organizations. We know how to get into anybody's stuff, and we're protecting one of the biggest criminals on the planet. It would have been like in Colombia if Pablo Escobar had actually become president. Do you know he wanted to be the president of Colombia? And he was a hair away. A whisper. Let me tell you, Joe Biden is worse. I was talking to some friends of mine. We said the only difference, the Clintons were far worse. But here's what the Clintons did. They covered it up pretty well. It wasn't flaunted in your face. Joe Biden and this government, these leftists, these so-called progressives flaunt their grift. They flaunt their ability to steal elections. They flaunt their ability to create riots out of nothing. They can put people in prison that have done nothing. They can make things go away like nothing. Hunter Biden, who cares? You know, if you don't watch them, that's what you'll be saying in a little bit of time. Like, well, what's the big deal? That's what they say. What's the big deal if Joe Biden took a little extra money? What's the big deal if Hunter Biden made money when he went on trips with his dad? What's the big deal, people? Would be a big deal if Trump did it. I know that. Anyway, they go on. They say, further reports in Ukraine media suggested additional judges might be raided and arrested amidst the ongoing corruption probe. And here's what's interesting. Who's funded it? Where's this money coming from? We're supposed to be helping Ukraine. Helping their citizens, the people who are immigrating. other countries. Why? Because they're in a war. We're supposed to be helping them. Helping them get their lives together, rebuild their country, fight against their so-called oppressor. And you know what the people over there are doing? The people in the highest courts in the land, the people who should be very concerned about winning over their country, getting their country back, you know what they're doing? They're taking money. They're doing just what ours is doing. They're using the war of Russia to enrich themselves. What do you think Joe Biden's doing? These people go over, they stir up nonsense in other countries, and they profiteer. You don't believe me? Y'all listen to George Soros. We have his clip. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play that clip when we come in because it needs a discussion. I don't know that up until this point, and I appreciate you guys for getting this clip, my producers. I don't think I've ever seen Soros young, and I've never seen him explain himself. And I'm going to tell you something. I get him. He's right and he's wrong. But I get him. I understand him. And I think if we study people like him more, we would learn how to do things a little differently. That's what you have to do. You can't dismiss somebody. You can't go, well, so what they do, you know, a particular way, and you complain about it. It's like one of my friends, he says to his girlfriend, fiance, she works now for a person that she doesn't like. And he says, they ask you to interview for the job. You didn't want it. They put somebody in it. Now you got to deal with it. Don't be mad about it. You got to deal with it. Now, this doesn't apply. I mean, we didn't ask for Soros, but I will say this. You know he's there. You got to deal with him. If he's acting as if he's your boss, however you want to look at it, you got to deal with it. Nobody asked you to interview for what he's doing, but there's nobody stopping you from becoming what he's become. So deal with it. But don't ignore it. Figure it out. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, I listened to this clip and I learned a lot about George Soros. And I'm going to tell you something. George Soros is a guy who says, if there's an opportunity there, I'll take it. If I can create chaos and make money in the chaos, I'll do it. His thing is, it is not my responsibility to deal with the fallout of my actions, period. And you're going to listen to him in his own words, you're going to go, "That, oh my gosh, that's evil." Maybe it is. But he's making no apologies for it. He's telling you how he is. He's telling you, if you go into business with me, I will be Machiavellian. Don't get mad at me when I screw you over. It was an interesting thing for me to hear, and I think it'll be interesting for you to hear. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Glad to be here. Thanks for being a part of the show, folks. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In the last 2 years, you've been blamed for financial collapse of Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and Russia.
All of the above.
Yeah. Are you that powerful?
No, I think there's a great misunderstanding. I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do. As a competitor, I've got to compete to win. As a human being, I am concerned about the society in which I live.
Which George Soros am I talking to now? The amoral George Soros or the moral George Soros?
It's one person. It's one person who at one time engages in amoral activities and at the rest of the time tries to be moral.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That, of course, was George Soros being interviewed by 60 Minutes. And I'm there to make money. I don't look at the social consequences. I'm concerned about the society I live in, but I'm there to make money. I'm concerned about making my money. He's driven by one thing, money. He's telling you. And the guy describes him, forget his name, Steve Croft, who's interviewing him. He says, you're amoral and you're moral. You're both, which, by the way, everybody is. There's a yin and a yang of you no matter what you say. There's an amoral side of you, and there's a moral side. And I'll say this, as Christian conservatives or even Jewish conservatives or whatever faith you may be, you learn how to deal with your amorality because you live your life overwhelmingly morally. Soros believes that he thinks he's the same way. He believes that, as he says, at one time I engage in amoral activities, but then I try to be moral for the rest of the time. And so he goes and he rapes and pillages. In this particular case, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Japan have all suffered because of what they've let Soros do. If you allow Soros to come in and do business with your country or your company or whatever, he's telling you what he's going to do. He's going to figure out a way to take advantage of you. Now, he may go home and say a silent prayer. I doubt it. But he can rationalize it. Now, here's what I want to ask you. This is the biggest part of the lesson with Soros. And this has to do with Schiff, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Pick your leftist. The ends justifies the means. George Soros says, okay, I amass all this money. Then I give it back. I give it to people that are out there doing all this so-called moral stuff. The woke generations, the 8 attorney generals and district attorneys that he's getting hired who will, for the record, create the fallout and the chaos that he's already figured out how he's going to profiteer on. That's the way Democrats are, folks. We think of it as there's a boogeyman. His name is George Soros. There are millions and millions of boogeymen. They act just like their Jewish, Hungarian Jewish daddy, George Soros. They're no different. And the only difference, if you want to try to find some, is George Soros is taking the money that he's raided from other places and doing it. They're taking a government and getting the money from them, from us, So they can continue to do their dirty work. We're funding it. Whether it's George Soros or it's at the level of what we let these colleges and universities get away with, that we let these companies get away with. I told you guys the other day, I get run through the ringer as a conservative who's overly qualified to be on the board of this company. Overly qualified. I get run through the ringer. The leftist gets nothing. Nobody questions her. Two people added to the board. She doesn't get questioned. The CEO says to me, he retired, but chairman of the board, he says, they're just going to, she gets screened right in. She gets shoehorned right in. I had to talk to every single board member. Anyway, let's find out more about Soros' pathology. Here's Steve Croft asking him about what he did when he was in Israel.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
By posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go, I could just as easily be there, I should be there, none of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. It was the, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Some of you may listen to that and you're like, that's outrageous. It's outrageous. I will tell you, as a 14-year-old boy in that situation, and as he said, he learned how to think ahead, I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. I do believe that he lost empathy. He lost himself. He lost his soul. And I'm going to tell you, I see parallels of what's happening right now with this woke generation. I see people who are siding with evil because it's the easy way out. But here's what I'm going to tell you. They're creating millions of George Soros's. Not one. Millions. Luckily, they won't all be, they're not going to be any good. They're not going to be successful, as successful as Soros, because they're little cream puffs. But they're creating lots of them. As you listen to Soros, I'm going to bet you come to the conclusion that he doesn't seem like he has a soul. He looks, you can almost see, he looks at people as, I can use you or not use you. I can get over in this situation or I can be taken advantage of. That's the way I see him. And sadly, I think that's the way the Democratic Party is.
Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks on raising the nation's debt ceiling are paused after negotiators walked out of a meeting Friday. House Majority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, saying spending has to go down.
Yesterday I really felt we were at the location where I could see the path. The White House is just, look, we can't be spending more money next year. We have to spend less than we spent the year before. Pretty easy.
Senator Tim Scott is jumping into the 2024 race for president. An official announcement is expected to happen Monday in South Carolina. Elon Musk continuing to raise eyebrows from an interview that he did on CNBC where he says working from home is morally wrong. The Tesla founder and Twitter owner said in the interview that employees are more productive in person. Round two of golf's second major, the PGA Championship, is continuing in upstate New York today. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you find it interesting that the Democrats have no interest in finding out what the Biden family's done? I mean, think about Adam Schiff and how he approached Trump. He accused Trump of being tied to the Russians, but he doesn't say a word about Hunter Biden and the Biden family being tied to the Chinese. Donald Trump's not even president. And do you know, after they give you the data, the actual evidence that the FBI colluded with the Democratic Party to hang Trump out to dry, Schiff hasn't shifted one single gear. He is still all over. It is all about Trump. Why is that? Simple question. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a ring. I want an answer to this. I want to know why the Democrats made Trump's life miserable with the flimsiest of evidence, nothing, to be blunt, with zero evidence. We've got Durham's report that says the FBI never should have taken this case. The same way Alvin Bragg never should have taken the case. The same way Letitia James never should have taken the case. The same way Robert Mueller never should have been appointed as a special prosecutor for Trump, or whatever they call him, special investigator. Everybody's fingerprints on everything I just named has Hillary Clinton, the Barack Obama administration, the FBI, crooked FBI, Comey, McCabe, Peter Strzok, all of them. And it has all the people helping them, the Jerry Nadlers, the Adam Schiffs, the Maxine Waters, all of them. And not a single person has shifted gears to say, wait a minute, forget about Trump. We have a sitting president who is a crook. There, none of them are talking about how Merrick Garland is not even thinking. We should be talking about articles of impeachment and all kinds of things. We're not talking about this. We know that the Biden family took money not only from China, Russia, and Ukraine, but from now, Romania. We know it. Here's the story. While his father was vice president in 2016, Hunter Biden met with State Department officials on behalf of a Romanian businessman who paid the troubled son more than $1 million to help his corruption case, raising questions about whether the younger Biden engaged in unregistered foreign lobbying. There's no questions. He did. A review of, you ready for this? Emails and documents. You want to know where it came from? Hunter Biden's laptop reveal a March 2016 meeting with then-U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Hans Klim, on the topic of a corruption case against Gabriel Popoviciu, a Romanian real estate tycoon. Popoviciu made more than $1 million in wire payments to Biden from November of 2015 to June of 2017 as he battled the corruption charges in his home country. And this is a report by the House Oversight Committee. And while on Popoviciu's payroll, Biden met twice with Clem, who I remind you is from the State Department, first in November of 2015 and March of 2016. You want to know whose administration that was? That was Barack Obama's. He knew about it. And let me tell you, it would be a simple task to go back over from November of 2015 to June of 2017 and find out how much money the big guy got. Biden, they say, who was a consultant for the law firm of Boies, Schiller, and Flexner at the time, a guy who I don't believe ever had his law license, worked with lawyers from the firm to lobby the U.S. Embassy in Bucharest to intervene in Popoviciu's case email show. Boss Schiller partner Christopher Boies, or Boies Schiller partner Christopher Boies, told Biden in a September 1, 2015 email that his law partner, whom he never identified, was best friends with the newly appointed ambassador to Romania, Hans Klim. Oh, yeah. Oh, what a circle we weave when we practice to deceive. So, best friends, buddies, State Department. Yeah, I tell you what, go do this. Hey, Dad, my buddies, get this guy, make him the ambassador to Romania. We'll make this happen. I can get this deal done. I can hear that crackhead right now saying it. Popoviciu's first wire payment to Biden came just 2 months later, November 9th of 2015, for $59,000. That's what you call a test case. See, that would be like me opening up a PayPal account and then sending myself a dollar. 4 days after that, Biden and Boies Schiller partner Michael Gottlieb discussed a meeting with Klim and provided him with reports about the Popoviciu case, which they showed the corruption charges were bogus. The emails indicate that Biden attended the meeting, and his calendar shows a meeting with Klim at Lapis Restaurant in Washington, D.C. on March 30th of 2016. Emails show that Klim was receptive to the reports and arranged meetings for the Biden consortium with Romanian officials. How does a crackhead get this done? How do you go with his record, with Hunter Biden's record, how can you set this kind of stuff up? Neither Hunter Biden nor Boies Schiller registered as lobbyists for Popoviciu, who was ultimately convicted of bribery in 2017. So all this activity that's happening on behalf of where Hunter Biden intervenes, you want to know who it is? Every one of these people want to clean up their act and start making money because they know that Joe Biden is on the take. It's that simple. They said the foreign payments to Biden could complicate the federal investigation into the first son. Many Republicans have expressed frustration at the prosecutors have ignored Biden's foreign business dealings or what appears to be him acting as an unregistered foreign agent. I don't care about it. What I care about is, what was he doing? I don't know if you guys saw just recently, Joe Biden passed some other piece of legislation that says we got to rely even more on China. It's like he says, fine, you know I'm doing business with China. I'll really piss you guys off. So here again, what was it? Do you guys have that story up? Anyway, look for it. But there's a story out right now. Joe Biden passed some legislation or, you know, executive order that says, we're not going to do it in America. We're not going to bother with it. We'll get it from the Chinese. I don't think he's in charge at all. Unbelievable that this is what we're dealing with. And, of course, the CIA is involved with Hunter Biden. We know this. New York Post wrote about this on the 14th. Mike Morrell can't clean up the dirty letter that was meant to secure Biden's win. The CIA conspired with the former acting director Mike Morrell in the Biden campaign to produce a letter falsely claiming that emails from Hunter Biden's laptop were Russian disinformation. We know the former CIA acting director of the CIA did this. There's not even a question of it. What are you going to do with Merrick Garland? Should he stay? I go back to Narcos. An elected AG, somebody that the Republican Party, I mean, not that we would have won, but who is it Joe Biden says, I'll appoint a guy. He appoints Merrick Garland. What has Merrick Garland done except terrorize conservative parents, people that want to protect their kids? How do we let this happen? The Biden campaign knew exactly what was going on. They knew Hunter Biden's laptop was a huge liability. They knew Hunter was. You know what they did? They suppressed it. The FBI did. The CIA then said, you suppressed the letter, the laptop. We will come over the top and say that we support it, support you, and whatever you want to do. And then you know what we'll do? We'll all collude. And we will make, we will get with social media, we'll get with the media companies, and we will do everything we can to suppress anything that speaks opposite of what speaks to, you want to really what the word is, that speaks to the truth. It was critical, folks, because they had to be able to say that Biden didn't meet with Hunter's Ukrainian paymaster, Vadim Posharsky, when he was VP. But they had the evidence. And as I mentioned before, I'll say it again just to reiterate. Joe Biden dotes on his son Hunter. They travel together. They dine together. They golf together. The notion that Joe Biden had nothing to do with his son's business is so blatantly a lie. You got to wonder, how does he say that with a straight face? Well, I have the answer. Joe Biden is a pathological liar, and lying is the way he gets through life. Joe Biden, just so you're clear, Joe Biden doesn't tell the truth. Nothing this man says is the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We don't have a Department of Justice, folks. We have a group of people who can't stand us, and they deal out injustice like chiclets in Mexico. Merrick Garland does not fight the American people. He fights for the Biden administration. All these clandestine agencies, the 17 different agencies, they fight for the Democrats and the leftist way of life. And if we don't do a wholesale turnover of government, we're not going to win this thing back. You're not going to win this thing by putting a president in. Politics is local. It has to bubble up. They have to see that the people have rejected what they're doing. In Narcos, people loved Pablo Escobar until he blew up a building and killed innocent people at the height, you know, when people would be there. That's when they finally said, we've had enough. Well, trust me, metaphorically, this government has blown up multiple buildings and the shrapnel is hitting all of us. And we better wake up and say, we're done. We're not supporting criminals any longer. Flashpoint is a surveillance contractor who formerly was hired by the FBI to infiltrate Al-Qaeda and ISIS chat rooms, and they were unleashed on average Americans. They're being used by the Bureau, the FBI, to spy on Americans discussing things at the time like vaccine skepticism. The same people who don't want you to go to school board meetings and fight and advocate for your kids are the ones who are tracking vaccine skeptics, who, by the way, turned out to be right. There was an instance a guy wrote about, an investigative reporter. His name is Lee Fang, and he analyzed the presentation where Flashpoint was caught giving this presentation to their clients, and they literally said that they infiltrate Telegram chat groups where they suspect they may be able to collect critical information. So they either, people think Telegram is secure. First of all, it's not, number one. And number two, practically anybody can join your group and you don't know who they are. So Freedom Flyers are actually the group who oppose unconstitutional mandates. And that was who they, there was a closed channel of the Freedom Flyers. The people who said, we're not getting vaccinated. It says, at Flashpoint, analysts clicked through a database. He revealed a group chat on Telegram that was run by an anti-mandate airline group known as Airline Professionals for Justice. They were doing this to everybody. Why? Okay, here's a better a question we should ask ourselves. Why are you doing this? Why? Why did you decide to target people who didn't want the vax? Call us whatever you want. Call me an anti-vax. I don't care. I'm not anti-vax. I am anti-vax now. I wasn't before. If I had any kids, I would not get them vaccinated. I'm going to tell my son, do not vaccinate your children. My youngest son, don't do it. Anyway, these groups, these clandestine agencies, no longer have our interest in mind. And it's sad to say. They have more concern about the white man's threat to America. You know, what they call the biggest existential threat to mankind is, of course, white people and specifically white males. So it's like the murder that occurred and they just go, okay, it's the husband no matter what. He could say, not only were my wife and I planning on going on a honeymoon and everybody's told you that we were madly in love. You've confiscated all my records. I don't have any girlfriends or anything. And it turns out that my wife was killed on a business trip that I knew, you know, was nowhere near, couldn't have planned it, blah, blah, blah. But still, I'm the guy. It's like the FBI is going, nope, you're the guy because we're supposed to blame you. Conservatives, we're supposed to blame you. So you're it, whether you like it or not. And now we just got to fit it. It reminds me of Jewel, the guy who reported the bomb during the Olympics in Atlanta. And the FBI goes, he's our guy. And they built the case around trying to either prove that he did it or to set him up. And you know what they found out later? He didn't do it. Point blank, ipso facto, he had nothing to do with it. He did his job. And that's how we are right now. We are in a position, we are doing what we're supposed to do as citizens of America. We're doing it. And you know what? We do it well. We have the best kids. They're not perfect, but we have the best kids. We run the best businesses. We create the best environments. You want to know why people hate the city? Because it's full of crime. It's full of corruption. It's dirty. It's all the things you don't want. So we move out to the suburbs. And you know what we do in the suburbs? We create beautiful things. We give ourselves no reason to go to the city. Oh, but Kevin, there's the opera. And there's the symphony. And there's blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. There's a little bit of culture there. But you know what? In the suburbs, we give ourselves a little bit of culture. We were traveling in Montana, driving up to, I think it was Whitefish. No, it wasn't. That's not true. But anyway, I don't remember where. Melissa knows. And Uncle Larry said part of the trip we were going to stop and see a play. Little bitty town. And we saw Tarzan. And it was so well done. It was like Broadway. And I thought to myself, wow. Now, they didn't have a symphony. Okay, so look at everything you have in the city. You have the symphony, you got, you know, the all the things we just talked about, and more. How often do you go? Well, I mean, I lived in the city. All the sports teams were a rock's throw for me. I'll admit, I went to the Fox Theater quite often to see plays. But I did go to the symphony a couple of times. I think the entire time I lived in Missouri, I went to the symphony twice, maybe three times. When I lived in Dallas, I can tell you how many times I went. I went twice. Two times. One time was to see Lou Rawls, because he was performing with the symphony. So the point is, you don't need it. But you know what you do need? You want safety and security. You want to let your kids ride their bikes up and down the street as much as you can. I don't trust anything anywhere, but I certainly trust the suburbs where I live more than I trust these cities. You want to believe that when your kids go to a party, they're going to get home safely. It's not going to be shootings and all this. That's what you want to believe. So you move to the suburbs. Anyway, I want to move on because I want to talk about this move to expel Schiff. And I'm so happy to hear that Representative Anna Paulina, who's out of Florida, introduced a resolution to expel Adam Schiff from Congress. And she did this because once they released the special counsel report by John Durham, and he proved that the FBI into this Trump campaign was bogus. After a year, how long did this investigation go on? Years. So it's vetted. You know, it's like Obama tried to say of climate change. Science is in. Well, the science is definitely in here. And Adam Schiff is still running around telling people that Donald Trump is guilty.
All you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So, again, I think...
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation. So...
There has been a report from CNN that Wednesday night that the FBI was looking into collusion with the Russians in the Trump campaign in terms of spreading information about Hillary Clinton's campaign. Do you have any information to back that up?
I'm not sure that I can comment on that. I can't say that I think that the investigation that the director talked about at our Monday hearing is justified. I think there is a sufficient basis for that investigation, not to only to have been initiated, but for it to continue at this point. And I don't have a concern with other members characterizing the evidence as they have. Many of them have said they think there's no evidence of collusion. My disagreement with those members is I don't think that's accurate, and I feel an obligation to say so.
That clip, folks, is much longer, but I just cut it off. But that was Schiff before saying, I'm producing evidence. You're going to get it. It's out there. Wait till you see. And then we get an actual report. And you know what he does? He's doing the same thing. He's lying through his teeth. And the sad part is he was lying about a sitting president and nothing happened to him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.